Here's a teaser for the upcoming September Agent podcast featuring Jennifer Loughran of Andrea Brown Literary Agency. To hear the entire episode in September, support the podcast through Patreon. Visit patreon.com/Mindy McGinnis to learn more, or check out the link in the episode credits.
Back to queries, are there any definite immediate turnoffs that you spot in a query that will generate an automatic form rejection from you?
I don't like to say that there are topics that I would auto-reject. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all about how you handle it, right? I think I would probably have a really hard time with a book that's very heavily features eating disorders, suicide, animal cruelty, or rape.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, I should say, in the last case, rape from the rapist's point of view. Like, there's many beautifully written and really popular books that I would have for sure passed on had they come my way, just because I could not have read and reread them over and over. There are things that I auto-delete, but they aren't because of topics. Fully half the queries I get, I would say, maybe 40% of the queries I get, just go in the trash before I even see them. Mm-hmm. Because they don't follow the directions. They're addressed to somebody else. They're for a type of book I simply do not rep. Mm-hmm. So my assistant goes through and filters that kind of thing right off the bat. But as for what I actually look at, I try and give an open mind to everything. A query letter is a piece of marketing. I know that not everybody who can write a 300-page book is also going to be able to write a paragraph about that 300-page book, because it's kind of a different skill set. Mm-hmm. It's like taking off your novelist hat and putting on your marketer hat. And I do think that all writers should be good at that, but I know they aren't. If it seems like there's something in there, I'm just going to skip and read the sample, because I always ask for a sample too.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people just aren't good at writing query letters.
To hear the entire episode in September, support the podcast through Patreon. Visit patreon.com/Mindy McGinnis to learn more, or check out the link in the episode credits.